Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 18, 1805. Captain Lewis trades for horses. Captain Clark is busy today preparing to scout out a route ahead. Hunters are out, and Lewis is bargaining with the Indians. He writes the journal entry for today.
I exposed some articles to barter with the Indians for horses, as I wished a few at this moment to relieve the men who were going with Captain Clark from the labor of carrying their baggage, and also one to keep here in order to pack meat to camp, which the hunters might kill. I soon obtained 3 very good horses, for which I gave a uniform coat, a pair of leggings, a few handkerchiefs, 3 knives, and some other small articles. The Indians seemed quite as well pleased with their bargain as I was. The men purchased 1 for an old checkered shirt, a pair of old leggings, and a knife. 2 of these I purchased, Captain Clark took with him. At 10 a.m., Captain Clark departed with his detachment, and all the Indians, except 2 men and 2 women who remained with us. Captain Clark encamped this evening near the narrow pass between the hills on the Jeffersons River in the Shoshone Cove. This day, I completed my 31st year, and conceived that I had, in all human probability, now existed about half the period which I am to remain in this sublunary world. I reflected that I had one as yet done but little, very little indeed, to further the happiness of the human race. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 18, 1805.
Captain Lewis went on in his entry to say that he
viewed with regret the many hours I have spent in indolence, and now sorely feel the want of that information.
He vowed to
live for mankind, as I have heretofore lived for myself.
Tomorrow, Lewis's description of the Shoshone.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.